GDC 2008, and one of the things I am constantly looking for at conferences like this is new hardware, new software, new emerging technologies, and definitely anything that's going to read my brain signals. Enter NeuroSky. What we've developed here is one of the first non-wet EEG reading controller headsets. Would you say that's correct?
Right. We have this EEG, which is brainwave reading device. It's dry, so it doesn't require any sort of gel or liquids to
Right, because I know in previous years you've had to actually put little wet pod electrodes across your head, and it was sort of like awkward and uncomfortable. Not this company, but other companies.
Yeah, usually those are the solutions for other companies. We had come up with the first dry sensor, and also we're the only company with one sensor technology.
And so where does the sensor sit on your head? Is it
anywhere,
right in the soft spot?
Anywhere that doesn't have hair. It doesn't go through hair just yet now. However, we project pretty soon we'll have a...
So like my forehead or my temple would be a good place to read the brainwaves?
Absolutely.
Okay, and so let's talk. So my brain is saying, instructing my character to move forward, and then my character moves forward? Or how exactly does it work?
In this game that we're demoing, you select the motion you want to produce, and you can focus on that motion and that thinking. And the more you focus on it, the higher you generate that force.
And what sort of motions are available for me to think?
They're available to do push, pull, lift, or set things on fire.
Set things on fire! Get out of here! So I just have to become Drew Barrymore Firestarter, and you're telling me that this could be a reality in my life?
Just think burn up and a burn up.
I love it. I love it. And now, is this a proprietary game, or who makes the game?
Actually, we are a hardware company. We produce a headset or the module sensor. We work with software companies. So in this setting here, we have PC games and cell phone games.
Yes.
So basically, we accept any kind of game developer to develop games on our platform. We sell an SDK that they can purchase and start putting their game on our platforms.
Very cool. So now it's called NeuroSky. Is it out there and available for the public right now? And if so, what games can they play with it?
Currently, we only sell to OEM. We started doing that last year.
Okay.
So by the end of this year, I would say more toward Thanksgiving, you should be able to buy that on the shelf, buy
really?
A bunch of different games on the shelf from the
and
store
now,
shelf.
This is working with PC games solely at this point?
No, I project it'll be working with toys, PC games, portable game controls, and cell phones.
Okay, and what's the price point and what's the URL if people want one for themselves?
The URL is neurosky.com, and we're shooting for a retail price, not OEM, retail price of that headset. Includes stereo, sound, Bluetooth, and EEG measurement, the brainwave measurement, for $50.
Get out of here! Well, that is just too good to be true, and I'm going to have to give it a run right now. So let's actually test it out and see if my brain works right. Well, that we know it doesn't. All right, everybody, let's test out this bad boy. What's your name?
Horace.
All right, Horace, what's going on here? What are you about to do to me?
I'm about to put this headset onto you.
Okay.
And this headset actually detects your brain waves and turns them into, you know, emotional states in the game. And using this, we can manipulate objects inside the game, you know, push them, pull them, lift them, set them on fire.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's put it on me. And now, where's it going to read it? My forehead? Or
It puts a sensor in your forehead, like, right around here.
Okay, cool. Don't mess up my makeup.
All right.
Okay. Yeah.
So you can see the attention bar down here, and it changes, you know, based on your headset inputs. If you have high attention, that means you're really focused on an object. You're really concentrating on, you know, like a thought or a sound. You know, you just have high focus in general. So what we're going to do with that is to try to push the dolphin into the water.
Do you just want me to take my hand and?
No, just concentrate on the dolphin. Try to push it into the water. There you go. What helps is to squint, you know, to furrow your brow, just really try to will that dolphin into the water. There you go. All right, so you just pushed it into the water. Now let's try pulling something towards you. So I'm going to choose the hay cart over here. Choose pull.
I like the little Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy reference right there.
Everyone's a fan of Douglas Adams. All right, so again, just concentrate on pulling it towards you. Just really focus on the object. There you go. It's going up. Awesome. There you go.
Well, it's hard with the, I mean, there's a crowd, there's a lot going on. Yeah. So in my own kitchen, I don't play in my kitchen. In my living room, I'd probably be able to do it a little bit easier. Okay.
Okay, now for the thing you've been waiting for, let's set something on fire.
Yeah, burn, baby, burn.
That's right. So I want you to burn that hay cart. So again, you're going to have to, you know, focus your attention onto that cart. Really try to make it burn. Awesome. So let's see, try to make it explode. Drive your attention again. Keep going. It's almost there. Good job.
All right. Well, thank you. That is good times. I enjoy it very much. Thank you. Neurosky.com.